Hello, you are listening to the English program. This is our English Law Review. We have all this month been doing a series of programs looking at the development, an overview of the development of British law, with an emphasis on the English legal system. And following on from that, the series will continue, but following on from that and to supplement it, is this the English Law Review, in which we sort of take a look at law in action, at what is happening now. Obviously, it's very important to have a look, see how the English legal system was developed and created, common law, judge-made law, all of those sorts of important issues. But also, we want to have a look at how law is being applied today by the various branches of the judicial system, if you like. And we begin by taking a look here at the Ministry of Justice, the news releases. And we just have a quick look through some of the press releases, the recent press releases. For the full article, go to the website justice.gov.uk. We're just going to have a quick look at the headlines here. And published on the 11th, yesterday, there's a retirement of a district judge. John Malcolm Geddes retires as a district judge on the 13th of February. And divorcing couples in Kent will be able to work through their breakups more quickly and cheaply, and in a less stressful way, following the opening of a new headquarters for the Kent Family Mediation Service. And rare and beautiful photographs of colonial Africa have been made available online for the first time by the TNA, the National Archives. And this from the 9th of February. Give your views on sentencing. There's just 23 days, that was 2 days ago, left to respond to the government's green paper on sentencing and rehabilitation of offenders, and to give your views on how justice should be delivered. And on the 8th of February, the headline, Reduce Youth Crime Through Early Intervention. Minister Crispin Blunt said, spotting and acting on signs of criminality in a child's early years is crucial to bringing down youth offending. So we'll sort of stop there and have a quick look, I think, on the issue, the new headquarters for Kent Family Mediation Service. Divorcing couples in Kent will be able to work through their breakups more quickly and cheaply, and in a less stressful way, following the opening of a new headquarters for the Kent Family Mediation Service. Divorcing couples in Kent will be able to work through their breakups more quickly and cheaply. The charity's new offices in Sittingbourne will serve the Swale area and provide a centre point for the countrywide service. The headquarters in London Road was officially opened this was on the 11th, yesterday, by Justice Minister Jonathan Dianogli. I do hope I've pronounced your name correctly there. During a ceremony staged at the nearby Swaleborough Council Chamber in East Street. The expansion of the service has come at a time when government has encouraged more people to make use of mediation, a way for separating couples to arrange the details of their divorce without the need for a court battle. Speaking before the opening, Mr. Dianogli. Every time I ask someone if the drawn-out, difficult divorce battle through the courts was worth it, the answer is no. Mediation can be a quicker, cheaper, and much less stressful alternative. Whether it's who gets what or even child custody and care, mediation can help ex-couples to draw up the areas of disagreement and find workable solutions. We take a break there from the English Law Review with me, Steve, brought to you by the English Programme, available on our Audioboo page, audioboo.fm/English Radio, and also on our YouTube page, youtube.com/English Radio. This info was from the Ministry of Justice, justice.gov.uk.